everybody, this is Ebony. I'm back with another episode. I'm not sure what episode this is. All I know is I have seasons. This is season 3 episodes, you name it. You name it. But why shouldn't you, Joe, why shouldn't you write with a broken pencil? Because it's pointless. Duh. And that joke was provided by my grandmother. So, yeah, I give my grandma a shout out on Facebook and tell her her jokes is good. She been sending them in the group text, and they been having my phone blowing up. I think I'm getting a text message from a tenderoni, and it's my grandmommy. So, they had me feeling indifferent because, you know, I'm thinking somebody hit me up on some. You know, pull up, you know, pull up on me. You know, I'm thinking somebody hit me up. You feel me? But no, it's just my grandma. My very sweet, nice, funny grandma. Thank you, grandma. In the group test. Anyway, I'm going to go back to my summer questions. And this one is... I asked this question May the 9th, and the question was, what's the perfect inexpensive date? And it's funny because, I got this question from Brittany Price of Price's Motivation or whatever. You know, sometimes people ask me, to ask questions so they give me ideas and stuff. But yeah, I remember this because Brittany had mentioned this question, but, perfect inexpensive date. To me, a picnic is good. And, you know, you can buy a little thing from the store for less than $20. It's for picnics. It had, like, the summer sausage in there and the cheese and all that. It's real good because I remember my mama had a little set like that. It had the cutting board and everything. Because my mama, her and my dad used to go on picnics, so yeah, that's cool, that's cute or whatever. Yeah, I don't be picnicking no more. I don't know what y'all be doing. Oh, y'all Netflix and chill now. Y'all millennials, whatever the hell y'all name is. Oh, y'all be Netflix and chilling. But also, I think this a good day. A good inexpensive day is when you have the guy, he picks up, the guy or the girl picks up a few groceries from the store. Not a lot, you know, probably like something that contain 3 ingredients at the most, because it's a list I saw where you can make meals with like 3 ingredients or whatever. And they, you know, they take less than 30 minutes, less than an hour. Y'all make that at one of y'all house, the girl or the guy house. The girl or the guy buy the stuff. And y'all eat. I think that's a cool little, you know, cool little date. That way, you know. And it's y'all make enough serving. You know, you make a big enough serving for y'all to, y'all can eat. Then have leftovers for like a day. Or whatever, you know, it ain't like you buying somebody a full refrigerator full of groceries. You just buying, you know, enough for about 4 servings. And I think that's cool or whatever, you know. Y'all cook for each other, you know, and that way you could kind of see if the person you interested in can cook. If there's something on your list, what you want, you know, you could be like, oh, Shawty can cook. Let me check that off my list. Oh, boy, I can cook. Let me check that off my list. I like that. You know? Because, you know, everybody have their preferences or their things that they like, that they want in a permanent partner. So, you know, that can be a little thing that y'all do together. You know, because that's what you have to do when you date. Y'all have to put yourself in different environments and different situations to see, you know, because if y'all always chilling at the house, how you know how this person act when y'all out and about? How you know how they act when they have to take their order back to the register and say, oh, excuse me, you left off my apple pie. Do they turn up with that when the apple pie missing? Or do they come calmly and respectfully back to the counter and be like, hey, excuse me, y'all left off my apple pie. Can I get that, please? Can I get it, player? You feel me? So, you know, let's challenge ourselves and put ourselves in different scenarios so we can see how people act and what they do, you know, because say for instance, if you want to go somewhere, but your partner probably like me, I like to skate. But if I want to go on a skate date and he don't know how to skate, would he still go and be a good sport? Or will he be like, I mean, I really don't want to bust my ass out there and skate. Can we kind of do something else? Or if you want to skate and I watch, you know, it's all about compromise. So challenge yourself to put you and who you dealing with in different situations, because you would hate to get real deep up in some, then somebody colors come out and you find out they the kind that when somebody get their order wrong, they like to cuss people out and yell and scream in public and make a scene. But if you was doing more than Netflix and chilling children, you would have found that out on the back end. Now you would have found that out on the front end instead of on the back end. And now you feel like it's a corner that you backed in. But I'm gonna stop playing. But yeah, we got to do that. We got to, and I know everybody introverted and don't want to kick it. And, you know, I know we won't be feeling like being bothered, because I don't feel like being bothered half the time, but I push myself to get up and go and do the things I need to do. And I'm very cordial and respectful when I go out and interact with people. You wouldn't even know that half the time I don't feel like being bothered. You wouldn't even know I was introverted. You would think I was, just like I said, you would think I'm cordial and all that other, and I am, but After I be out for so long, I have to come back home because my energy be low. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have to come home and recharge. I have to plug myself in, you know? So, that's just me, though. But see, I know me. And that come from spending a lot of time with me and getting feedback from other people. Like, I know me well enough to know, hey, Ebony, you in a mood. Don't go here today. You know what I'm saying? Ebony, you feeling good, try to get 10 of these things done on your list. So, you know, you got to know yourself, and for real, you really got to know yourself, or you call yourself dang somebody, because don't be causing nobody no damn problems now, because people already got enough going on by themselves. Do you think they want to, like, when you go into somebody's life, going to their life, like, coming in with good spirits and good intentions, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't go into somebody else's stuff and, you know, just put all your stuff off on them. Like, I don't think that'd be cool. Then act like they not a ride or die because they don't want to put up with you. That's not, I don't like that. Yeah. Me and one of my business partners was talking about that the other day, like this ride or die thing. She mentioned it not that long ago. Like, we gonna have to stop that riding or dying, because I'm more of a slide and by. I'm not a ride or die. I'm a slide and by, because it's like, come into somebody and for real get you together first, basically. Because ain't nobody obligated. Don't nobody owe you nothing. So nobody's really obligated to put up with you and all your stuff. You see where I'm going with it? Your mama don't even want to put up with you. So why I got to do it? Gee. But anyway, that's a little topic for another time. But what's a good inexpensive day? I said picnic, and the cooking for your significant other, or the person you in courtship with, or the person you talking to, because y'all be talking to people, and that's literally all y'all be doing is talking. But yeah, I love talking to some damn baddie. But anyway, that's enough for this episode. I had kind of got a little deep. My emotions was running out. My cup was overflowing. I said my cup overflowed. My emotions was overflowing. But I ain't mean to get that deep today. But yeah, just remember that, ladies, it's 2020. We are not ride or die. We're slide and by. We are not ride or die. We'll slide and by, okay? Keep it pushing, player. And you stay up. Until the next episode. Bye.